When I was in third grade, my parents moved my brother and I to rural Wisconsin. We moved to an area halfway between the town of Siren and Spooner, Wisconsin. And it was 15 miles from my school, and that was long distance for me. So, and when you're in third grade, you don't get to make long distance phone calls, so couldn't call friends very much. Our nearest neighbor was 2 miles away. She was a wonderful older lady, about 65 years old at the time, and she and I didn't have a whole lot in common. You know, she didn't like to play with trucks and stuff, and I didn't like to knit. And my older brother was 3 years older than me, just older enough to be able to do things that I wasn't able to do. So I spent a lot of time by myself out there in the country. I had this beautiful acreage and stuff, and I kind of had to make my own entertainment, my own friends. And so I did, and I decided to write a song for them, and this is that song. Frogs, some of the nicest people that I have ever seen. They're never ever grumpy, no, they're never, never mean. Yeah, frogs, some of the nicest people that I have ever seen. You can talk with them a while and they'll sit and smile. Put them in a sack and they'll never talk back, 'cause frogs are so keen. Frogs are some of the nicest people that you will ever meet. They'll never ever bite you, 'cause flies are all they eat. Yeah, frogs, some of the nicest people that you will ever meet. You can talk with them a while and they'll just sit and smile. Put them in a sack and they'll never talk back, 'cause frogs are so neat, they're so neat, they're so neat, they're so neat. Oh, frogs, some of the nicest people that you will ever meet. They'll never ever bite you, 'cause they ain't got no teeth. Yeah, frogs, some of the nicest people that you will ever meet. You can talk with them a while and they'll sit and smile. Put them in a sack and they'll never talk back, 'cause frogs are so neat. There's just one thing I'd like to say before I end this song. Just one thing I'd like to ask, and you know it won't take long. There's just one thing I'd like to say before I go away. Tell me, have you hugged your frog today? I've seen the impact that frogs had on people when they heard that song. I thought, you know, as a songwriter, you want to touch people's lives, and you just thought, I got to write more songs like that. But then I also want to be sensitive to the reality that a lot of people don't like the same forms of music, and, you know, one song might not reach another, you know, kind of the heart language of the music. And so that song was kind of a jazz blues thing. And so I decided to write a sequel to this song in a kind of a country style. You know, it's going to kind of reach the people who kind of really relate to country music. And this song is kind of deeper. You can tell by the title, it's called Tadpoles. And this, by the way, is based on a true story. So here's this song. Tadpoles just swim around. Tadpoles, they never drown. If you feed them, they will grow legs. They come from frog eggs. You can put them in your aquarium with your guppy if there's room. And if your guppy dies, his body soon will be consumed by a tadpole. 'Cause tadpoles are scavengers. They eat all the leftovers. I had myself some tadpoles. Found them in a swamp. I fed them lettuce and Wheaties, and they were looking real fine and plump. Then one day I had to move to the suburbs for the summer, and I took my tadpoles with me, and the story becomes a bummer. Well, their water was getting murky, filled with tadpole dung. covered with brown lettuce and soggy, weedy scum. So I decided that the time had come for the water to be changed, and I poured that old swamp water out and gave him city water in exchange. Well, those tadpoles started swimming around and jumping through the air. Looked like they were happy and didn't have a care. So I patted myself upon the back and said, a job well done. And I put them back in the windowsill to let them soak up the sun. But when I came back to the sill, a sorry sight was seen. For I forgot that city water was filled with chlorine. Dead without a doubt, 'cause that chlorinated water burned their little gills right out. Now there's a moral to this story and a lesson to be learned. Some people look real happy, well they might be getting burned. And if you think the mess someone is living in is a curse, make sure you don't replace it with something else that's worse.